All the years of my life, I have always referred to my father as Dad. Somewhere over the years, the endearment changed to Papa, as I found it more familiar to my lips and a little more affectionate and informal as Dad aged. I am so blessed to still have my dad in the here and now, turning 90 years this year. He is also a ghetto to his grandchildren and great-grandchildren and loved by all. The main man in my life, the father of our sons, has also been a dad to our boys throughout the years, providing unconditional love, advice and support. He is making a good grandpa, and Bobo, too, as he represents the crazy fun stuff, and kids in general usually gravitate toward him. They only come to me for the cookies and treats I can make, but it's somewhat true that the way to a man's heart is through their stomach. I know this for a fact because even though they live on the coast, I get regular solicitations from the grandsons for the cookies they like, monster cookies, bear paw cookies, or chocolate chip cookies. The other very special men in my life are our sons and grandsons, and I can't even express how much love and affection I have for them all. Both of our sons are stepping up to the plate as dads in all the affairs of life as their kids know it. They each have a 7-year-old son, one has a 4-year-old and the other has a 2-year-old. I would be amiss to not mention my only brother and brother-in-laws as they continue to fulfill their roles as dads and grandpas. They are all admirable examples of what the title means to their children and grandchildren. This brings me to expounding a little on the difference between a father and a dad. As I did a little research, the basic distinction between the title seems to be that father is a biological title and the title of dad is earned and can be someone who has taken on the role of dad through hard work, nurturing, bonding with, and supporting their children through the long run. In an article one read, "Dad fixes everything," it says, so essentially, the difference between a father and a dad is a cultural one that stems from the feelings, memories, and emotions that those words evoke in the people who hear them. The article goes on to say, "The word, dad, to me is full of love. A dad shows up and does what's required of him as a parent, but he goes above and beyond to form positive, healthy relationships with his children. He's a force for good in their lives, bringing laughter and unconditional support. There is an emotional attachment established. Dads are present. Dads are leaders and examples for their children to admire and strive to become. Dads are ready with the kind words, the hard truth, and the necessary silence. Dads establish balance and peace. Dads are inclusive and encircle the whole family. Dads teach and provide. In all of the genetic male testosterone displayed in my family, I can certainly attest that these guys are good dads and excellent examples of what a father should be. To them and to all the dads in this world, keep up the good work. We need you as the nurturing force in the children and offspring in their lives and as good role model for them to emulate. Happy Father's Day." The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.